You're listening to Ray Hadley in the Morning on 2GB 873 and network stations across Australia.
It's good to have your company. 131873 is the open line number. Well, it appears to me that Racing New South Wales is just setting record after record in relation to looking after the industry. And I know our listeners in Queensland lament the fact that the Labor government in Queensland seems to be that far behind the eight ball in relation to promoting the industry up there, not just thoroughbred, but also harness racing and greyhound racing, that they probably all want to move south of the border. There's been an announcement made this morning in conjunction with Racing New South Wales and the minister responsible, Paul Toole, about a new race to be held on Everest Day at Royal Randwick. It'll be called the Kosciuszko, but this is the twist. It's a $1.3 million race. It'll be restricted to New South Wales country-trained gallopers only. And they'll get the chance to compete on the biggest day of the year with $16 million in prize money on offer. But there's also an attempt by both Racing New South Wales, Tabcorp and the Australian Hotels Association to give one lucky punter a really big day out at the races as well, so to speak. The CEO of Racing New South Wales is Peter Volanti's on the line. G'day, Pete.
Good day, Ray. How are you?
Good, buddy. Well, we've seen all the social media postings. We knew it was going to be a big deal. And I'll get to the second part of it about prize money increases for metropolitan meetings as well and provincial meetings. But let's get to this one, the Kosciuszko. Who picked the name? You again?
Yes, you know, I wanted the highest peak in New South Wales country, and it has to be the Kosciuszko, and that's why we picked that name. But just as importantly, we're going to be raising money for the farmers, the ones that are really battling with the drought. We're guaranteeing $150,000 to the fund for on the sale of these tickets. And how it works, Ray, is that any person that it's in a hotel buys a $5 ticket. And then 12 names will be drawn, and they become part owners of the horse on the day. So that they then have to go on and find a horse, the owners of a horse, and we'll help them by giving them a list of the 20 best horses over 1,200 metres in the country area.
All right.
And then they go and do a deal. You know, they could share the prize money 50-50, 60-40, and some of the money that from the ticket sales will go to the farmers.
So if you an AHA hotel with a tab outlet, you go there, buy a ticket for $5. There's 12 winning tickets drawn.
Yep.
You give them a list of the horses that would qualify as the best performed country gallopers over 1,200 metres.
That's right.
They then can negotiate with the owners. And say, well, we'll invite you into the race because we own the slot for the Kosciuszko.
Correct.
What do we get out of the prize money? 25, 30, 40, 50, whatever.
And that's going to be the real intrigue in the whole thing. Because, the person with the best sprinter in New South Wales is going to get 150 phone calls and, trying to work out what the best deal is for them. And so, it's going to generate its own publicity because of the fact that you've got to do these deals. But what I like about it is, a person that's sitting in a pub, minding their own business, buys a $5 ticket, all of a sudden they're there on the richest race day in the world at Royal Randwick competing for $1.3 million in prize money.
Well, I mean, it's a strange old concept. And how did you come up with the idea? I mean, to actually give 12 rank and file punters a chance to be a part owner for the day, and then have the negotiation with the owners of these country trained gallopers. I would never have thought of it.
Look, it's a joint venture between us and the AHA. There's a guy out in the country called Pat Gurr. He is a very passionate man in the racing, and it's actually his idea. He came up with the idea.
Pat did.
Pat did, on selling sweepstakes tickets. We naturally changed it a little bit and made it a little bit different. It was his idea originally. We always wanted to have a prize money of $1 million for a country race on Everest Day, and we announced it very early in the piece that was going to be called the Kosciuszko. It was just that we wanted to do something unique, something different. We wanted the AHA involved. We put a couple of proposals to them, and they came back with this concept, which we embraced immediately.
So, as you've said, $125,000 from you, Racing New South Wales, from the sale of the tickets at the pubs for the Kosciuszko will go to help farmers in New South Wales particularly.
Yep.
Which is good news because, as you know, the droughts west of the Great Divide is just shocking. in New South Wales and, of course, in Queensland, but this is run by Racing New South Wales, so that's wonderful news for them. So well done to that. When does this all start?
Well, the tickets will go on sale from Thursday. So, and you can also get a ticket by just using your credit card, because we've got a special terminal there that you pay wave, and you can just buy a ticket with a credit card. And you can also buy it through the your normal tab machines. There'll be a special ticket for that. But
so tomorrow?
So as from tomorrow. So if we sell more tickets than what we've budgeted for, well, a great portion will go to the farmers.
You'll give more away. Yes. Now, so no restriction on how many tickets you buy?
No, you can buy as many as you like. You know, the more the merrier. We've got to get to that budget, Ray.
Ever the economist. Now, the other big news, and I don't wish to embarrass your confreres in Queensland particularly, where I do race some horses, but you've done it again. You've lifted the minimum prize money from the 1st of September for Metropolitan Saturdays, Metropolitan Midweek, public holidays, highways, the races put on for the country horses, but also provincial and country meetings as well.
No, that's right. You know, and what we've done is we've done something completely different. Rather than putting the prize money to the first three place getters, we've concentrated the increase on from 4th to 10th.
So now on
a Saturday, if you run 10th, the owner gets $3,500. But what's good about it, we've also introduced that the trainer and the jockey and the strapper gets a commission. So the jockey gets 5%, the trainer gets 10%, and we're the only state in Australia that pays 1.5% to the lowest paid worker, which is the strapper. So everyone benefits, and we've adopted the same theory through all the prize money increases. From so the Metropolitan goes to $125,000,
yep.
The midweek goes to $50,000, the country goes to $22,000. But the country's had the majority of the increases over the years. You know, it's gone up 170% compared to what it was 5 or 6 years ago. Yeah. So we've concentrated in the metropolitan provincial areas this time, and you know we're trying to make attractive for an owner. You know, if an owner just simply competes and runs ninth, well, their training bill is paid for. And it should attract, you know, new people into the racing industry, because if you know that you can get the majority of your bill paid by competing, it incentivizes you to be a part owner in a horse.
Well, I'm just looking at the list. I'm pulling up let's look at the country races now. If you win a country race, you win $11,085 in New South Wales. It's going to $11,200. But then if you run 10th, it's bumped up from $300 to $500.
Correct, yeah. So, as I said, we've concentrated on trying to get as much prize money to as many owners as possible.
Yeah, sure. So it goes along the line. Yeah. And
provincials had the big increase too. So, our provincial courses, the prize money's gone to $50,000. So even if you run 10th, you're going to get $1,000.
Well, I see 4th. I was watching a race at Ballina yesterday with Singo. We ran 4th with Best of Pluck. 885 jumps in. Now you're going to bump it up to 1,100. You can't backdate it till yesterday, could you?
Oh, Singo's already sent a text to backdate it.
So that's an increase of running 4th to $215.
Yeah. So, all right. And look, this is the start, but the good thing about this is it raises our prize money to $260 million a year, which is more than any state in Australia. So we've now gone to a new level and setting the benchmark, you know, because us prize money is the return to the participants, you know, this is their dividend. So all the work that we do to generate the revenue, we want to return it as dividends to the participants, and this is just the start.
Well, you've got the Everest, and you now got the Kosciuszko, and this exciting sweepstake type concept is quite remarkable. Quite remarkable, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of people, you know, who tip in just $5 in the hope that they draw a horse, and all of a sudden they do a deal with the owners of that horse. And who draws up the list of 20? The Racing New South Wales officials?
Our handicappers here will do that. They'll pick the best horses. Can I also take the opportunity to thank the Berejiklian government, because without their support, we wouldn't be in this position. And in particular, Matt Keane worked very hard to get this new concept, because it's quite unique, this sweepstake.
Sure.
And, you know, he's a can-do minister, and you know, in life, you want to run into as many can-do people as you could, and he's certainly one of those.
Well, he's our fair trading minister and looks after a whole range of other things, and I've had dealings with him in the past 6 to 12 months over a couple of councils who aren't doing the right thing, one in particular, and he's been very supportive. And whenever we get one of those tea leaves trying to knock people off from people via, you know, scams and rorts, he's the first one in the frame to help me out.
No, very good.
1,200-metre race at Kosciuszko, run at set weights, and what, there'll be penalties involved as well?
To make sure it's competitive, there will be set weights and penalties. And and our handicappers will look after that. You know, we want to make the horse that's 12th as competitive as the one that's, you know, the top horse. So we'll do our best to make it competitive, and so any of those winners. And the other thing we're going to do is pay $5,000 to the pubs that draw the winners, so to their punters' club. So if there's a punters' club in a hotel, and one of the winning tickets is sold in that hotel, that punters' club will get $5,000.
Well done, Pete. You've done it again. Now, where's rugby league on your agenda at the moment?
Oh, look, there's a lot going on in rugby league too, Ray, and, you know, I'm doing my best not to let you down there, so you'll see some things happen in the next 12 months. And, look, I think that rugby league's got enormous potential, and I think the chairman, Peter Beattie's doing a very good job. You know, he's the right man at the right time, and I think you'll see some differences in the next 12 months.
All right, okay. Well done on this one as well. Congratulations to you and your staff.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks very much, Ray. Bye bye.
Peter Volandis, Racing New South Wales CEO. Well, I first met Peter Volandis in the 1980s when he was the boss of Harold Park Trots, when I was calling the Trots there. And I didn't envisage that 30 odd years down the track, he'd be the man that has changed the face of Australian racing, not because I didn't think he had the ability, but because it's a long way from Harold Park and the New South Wales Trotting Club, as it was then, to doing this sort of thing as he's done. He's revolutionised racing in New South Wales, revolutionised it. The Everest was the first step. Now this thing called the Kosciuszko and the concept of a sweepstake, allowing rank-and-file punters to tip in $5 and be drawn out, and then do a deal with the owners of the 12 horses that finally make the field and end up with a stack of prize money as a part owner of the horse on the day. Just incredible. Finance update.